Romans 4:9-12. Is God's promise only for people who are circumcised? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your great and love and mercy for us. Teach us and speak to us today by your Spirit. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's read verses 9 and 10. Is this blessing only on the circumcised or also on the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Verse 10. In what context was it credited? Was it after his circumcision or before? It was not after, but before. The meditation questions for verses 9 and 10 are, why does Paul teach that both circumcised Jews and uncircumcised Gentiles can be justified and become righteous in God's sight by faith? How was righteousness credited to Abraham? These questions seem distant to most of us, I think. It is not a question we have had to wrestle with, and we may wonder why it is important for us today. Grasping the context and background of Paul's statements will help us to see how his teaching relates to us today. We discussed the Judaizers in the introduction to this chapter and explained that they went to the places where the gospel was spreading and taught, you must be circumcised to be saved. Galatians chapter 2 gives a snapshot of the conflict and confusion caused by the Judaizers. Peter and other leaders came to Antioch to visit the new Gentile church that had formed. When they arrived, they ate with the Gentile believers, but when the Jewish people came from the circumcision group, they stopped eating with the Gentiles. They were afraid of being criticized by the Judaizers and the other Jews because, according to Jewish law, Jews were not supposed to eat with uncircumcised Gentiles. Paul saw their hypocrisy and confronted Peter directly, saying in Galatians chapter 2, verse 14, you are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile, not like a Jew. How is it that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? Peter and the Jewish believers who had come with him, even Barnabas, stopped eating with the Gentiles. They knew that those Jewish laws and traditions no longer applied to them in Christ, but they were afraid of what other Jewish people would think. Paul went on to say in Galatians 2, 15 and 16, we who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. We see in this passage that circumcision was a huge issue in the early church. The circumcision group taught that Gentiles cannot be saved unless they were circumcised and obeyed Jewish laws and customs. Many Jewish believers readily believed this teaching because it had always been a core part of their thinking and culture. They thought that one must obey the law of Moses and follow other Jewish rules to be saved. The gospel radically contradicted their beliefs and deeply embedded thinking. The idea that people can be justified before God by faith alone went against what they had always assumed to be true as Jews. Thus, Paul's words to Peter and to those with him were hard to accept. Paul said that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no one will be justified. Jewish Christians had to make a choice. Would they continue to try to be justified by the law or believe that what Jesus did for us is enough? So when Paul asked the question, verse 9, is this blessing of being declared righteous or being justified only for the circumcised? He was speaking to this conflict between those who proclaimed that we are saved by faith in Christ alone and those who demanded that we must obey Jewish laws and rules to be saved. Paul said that God credited Abraham with righteousness because of his faith. In verse 10, he asked when Abraham was credited with righteousness. Was it before or after he was circumcised? The answer is clear from Scripture. Abraham was not circumcised until 14 years after God credited him with righteousness. Let's continue by reading verses 11 and 12. Verse 11. And he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then he is the father of all who believe but are not circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. The meditation questions for verses 11 and 12 are as follows. How is righteousness credited to us? And are we credited with righteousness before or after baptism? And then also, what does it mean to walk in the footsteps of the faith of our father Abraham? Abraham was credited with righteousness 14 years before he was circumcised at the age of 86, as recorded in Genesis 15, verse 6. He was circumcised at the age of 99, as recorded in Genesis chapter 17. Abraham was circumcised in obedience to God's command. Circumcision was a sign of the faith he already had. Abraham was credited with righteousness by faith before he was circumcised. Everyone who believes in Jesus is credited with righteousness because of their faith, just like Abraham. It says that Abraham received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. In ancient times, and even in many Asian cultures today, a seal was used to authenticate and validate documents and contracts. In Japan, for example, everyone has their own official stamp with their name on it. The stamp is used to seal and certify all legal documents. For Abraham, circumcision was the confirmation and official seal of God's acceptance of the faith he already possessed. Righteousness is credited to people because of their faith, not because they've been circumcised or baptized. Baptism is an essential step of faith and obedience to Christ. However, getting wet doesn't save a person. We're saved by believing what Jesus has done for us. Also, baptism symbolizes becoming one with Jesus in his death and resurrection. Going down under the water pictures the death in Christ to our sinful nature. Coming up out of the water signifies living together with Jesus by his resurrection life. We experience all of this by grace through faith. Abraham is the father of all who believe. He is the father of both the circumcised and uncircumcised people who believe in Jesus. No one is saved because they are a Jew or because they are a Gentile or because of what they have done. We are all saved because of the work of Jesus Christ. No one is saved just because they are baptized. We are either saved by Christ or we're not saved at all. Verse 12 explains that Abraham is the father of both the uncircumcised and the circumcised, who walk in the footsteps of the faith of Abraham that Abraham had before he was circumcised. These are people who have genuine faith. They walk by faith, trusting and obeying God step by step. They have an active faith, not just an intellectual faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, it states, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. The significant thing about Abraham's faith is that he believed and obeyed God, even though he did not know where God was leading him. Walking in the footsteps of Abraham's faith means to trust and obey God, even when we don't understand. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you saved us and made us righteous in your sight through the cross of Jesus and not by our works or efforts. Thank you that you credited righteousness to us by grace. And thank you that we do not need to do anything to earn your favor and blessings now. We are loved, accepted, and forgiven by your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord. Amen.